This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
All right, this is a busy hour. Debbie Antonelli will join us later on. Elliot Avent, NC State Baseball. But right now we go to Pittsburgh, and the head coach joins us. That'd be Pat Narduzzi, ready to rock and roll. I hadn't seen the coach in a while. Here he is. Coach, good morning. What's happening?
Hey, good morning to you guys. You know, I see Wes has got his coffee cup there. I don't have a coffee cup. I don't have a table. I need a little studio in here so we can have a cup of coffee and I can enjoy this morning with you guys.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, anytime we can get you coffee, no coffee. I mean, you need coffee like I need a hole in my head. You're wound up. You've been good to go since about 2 a.m. I know how you roll. I mean, you're ready for lunch at 8 a.m.
I need my two cups of coffee in the morning. I'm good to go. I just enjoy a nice cup of coffee, sitting talking to you guys. I mean, what better morning could you have?
Well, I can come on. You don't want me to really answer that now, do you? Listen, we love having you on, but I can think of about 10 things off the top of my head that'd be more enjoyable.
If I'm in the office, I'd rather be with you guys. This is awesome.
That's true. All right, let's talk some ball. All right. Kenny Pickett is back. Boy, you got to sleep better knowing you got your man under center, right? That's a big deal.
No question. I mean, you know, Wes did our spring game. He didn't get to see much of Kenny. You know, we went three snaps. I don't think he looked really motivated. He knew he wasn't going to get to play, and he was upset about it too. But I wasn't taking any chances. You know, Brian O'Neill, the starting tackle for the Minnesota Vikings, you know, played, you know, a few snaps in a spring game a few years ago, and, you know, hurt his shoulder, was out all summer. So we weren't going to take any chances, although I wanted him to play too. But we're excited that Kenny's back for another year. You know, I think he's just from everything I've seen in practice, he's another better version of Kenny Pickett. And I think every kid in our program can get better. But Kenny's gotten better in this this offseason, and he's going to be even better in 2021.
Pat, here's the thing, though. The conversation that took place with him and deciding to come back with Mark Whipple, who obviously I think to your benefit and to Kenny's has been to that next level. And Whip talked to us, and I know you've had this conversation with him. Part of his discussion with Kenny was about making a decision that would impact his professional career by coming back to play another year in college. I thought that was a very interesting way of looking at it. There's still things you can accomplish here that will benefit you at the next level than by running to the next level and kind of stymieing what progress you need to make.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do with every kid, that whether he's a junior or senior, super senior in 2021 cases now. You know, we're always educating them on, you know, what can you do for the future? I think, you know, when you talk about, you know, these players going to the NFL, we've had, you know, six of them this year get drafted and a few free agents. You know, it's all about, you know, what can you do at the next level, and are you ready, and are you going to be making the money that you deserve? And if you can increase your stock and become a, you know, go from a third round to a second round to a first round, a fourth round to a third round, whatever it may be, improve your stock. I think everybody would like to go early, and, you know, as we know, all the money, if you're going to go to the NFL, all the money is in the, you know, in the early draft, you know, the early rounds, that first, second round, you know, you're pretty much set for life, you know, financially, at least the first round for sure. I mean, the first round is going to sign a $27 million bonus without playing a down. I mean, if you can pop into the first round, as you know, which Kenny could next year, I think, if he has a great year, and you know, I think he'll have a great pro day. I think he'll go to the Senior Bowl and do well. I mean, I think everybody will be impressed with him. So anything you can do to get yourself up in those early rounds is going to be beneficial.
Coach, every time I think of Pitt football, or any time I think of a Pat Narduzzi coach team, I think defense, defense, defense. And you just mentioned six guys getting drafted in the NFL draft, which we'll get back to. But on the surface, it feels like your offense this year is going to be the leading candidate until the defense can catch up. Is that a fair assessment in May, or is it too early to call?
Pack, I would say you're exactly right now. I think you're dead on. We lost, you know, some power up front with Patrick Jones and Rashad Weaver, you know, on the edge. I think our linebacker core is strong. I think, you know, losing a DeMar Hamlin to that free safety, who I thought was spectacular. I was, you know, shocked he went as late as he did. The Buffalo Bills got themselves a great player that I think is going to play a long time in the NFL because he's so smart. He's so athletic. He's got coverage skills to play corner and safety. So we have some things to clean up. But I believe that we do have some, you know, some pieces that we can be pretty good still. So, we've been a solid defense since I've gotten here. I think we'll continue to get better. You know, we all will have our weaknesses, but the offense is going to be a strength for sure with Kenny Pickett. I think we got a great receiving core. Vince Davis, Izzy Abatakana in the backfield with Lucas Kroll at tight end. And I think our offensive line's strong. So the offense, we're looking for a great year there and some guys getting drafted on offense this year as well.
Pat, when I look at your football team, I know Jimmy Morrissey did so many things for you at center and obviously got drafted by the Raiders on the third day. You toyed and looked at a lot of different combinations. After you went through your final spring game and practice sessions, you feel better maybe than when you started that session with the veteran guys and all the different combinations you went through, not only from a versatility standpoint, but from determining a final five in that front?
Yeah, I feel really good with where our offensive line is. You actually feel better this year, than you did a year ago. I think, not only do we have five, we got probably seven guys up front that we really feel good with, and maybe 10. I mean, usually when you split up a spring draft, you kind of go, oh, gosh, this is a really weak team. I mean, even in the spring with two different offensive lines and, five offensive linemen each side, it was not a disaster, which sometimes it can be a disaster. If you have just two weak linemen that really shouldn't be out there, you got a problem. But I think it was solid as far as even how the draft went. So yeah, we've got some guys up front that we have confidence in that are only going to get better. And COVID helped us with that in a great spring where we were able to go ones, twos, and threes this spring, which I don't know if I've ever been in a spring where we were able to work our three deep.
Coach, I know you're excited about what you have coming back in 21, but you did have more players drafted than any other ACC team in the NFL draft. What does that say about your program?
It says a lot. I think, it talks about the development. I mean, we're not getting those five-star guys, four-star guys. I think there was some stat that came out and said we had 3 4-star guys, but we had 6 guys drafted. Us in Kentucky, but Kentucky had like 19 4-stars. So it talks about the development of our players. It's a tribute to our strength and conditioning, our assistant coaches, getting them fundamentally to do the right things on the field. I think that's what it's all about. Now, again, the highest drafted guy we had was a third rounder. So I'd like to have a couple first rounders here soon. So that's the goal in maybe next year.
All right. We're working through a topic on the show today.
Oh, boy.
Mike, you want to tell him how this works?
Here's the deal. We have we've kind of isolated a quote-unquote weakness on every ACC football team for 21. But you're allowed to go back in history and pick one player from your school to fill that void. All right? So, again, I know you're going to give me coach speak and say, Pac, we feel good about all our – I get that.
Oh, I won't change that.
I get that. But if I said to you, hey, I think Pittsburgh needs help – on the defensive line, or Pitt needs help in the safety. How would you answer the question if you could go back in history at Pittsburgh to bring back one guy for 1 year? Who would you select?
It's an easy question. I mean, I'm going to start with defense, as you guys know. I'm going to take Darrell Revis and line him up on the back end there. We're going to be real, real strong. I'll take him.
That answers.
Can you guys call? Let me grab my phone here. Let me see. Wait a second. Let me call him right now.
Yeah, see if he's got 1 year of eligibility left.
Is this something we can get done in the end? If we could ever go back and do this now,
I got to be honest.
Get him on the phone right now.
I don't want to speak.
I got Darrell. I'm gonna.
Listen, I know Commissioner Phillips.
He changed his number. I got to get a new number.
All right, that's good. That's probably a good idea because my gut tells me that Commissioner Phillips is pretty busy with a long list of things that need to be adjusted. I don't think this is on his immediate to-do list. That'd be my guess.
Yeah, hey, and I got to go back now. We've had so many great players here. We've had so many great players now. I just made Darrell Revis feel good if he's ever watching the ACC Network. But, I mean, you talk about all the other great players we've had at Pitt. I mean, Tony Dorsett's sitting down in Dallas right now going, come on. I think I could carry the ball
still. What about
still.
Hugh Green?
Yeah, Hugh Green. I mean, how about Jimbo Covert at left tackle? I think Kenny Pickett would like to have Jimbo playing for him as well. So, I mean, there's so many great ones out there. Yeah. And he's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. So that's a hard call.
Yeah, you might go Ditka if you need a tight end. I mean, there's I'm just saying Pitt may be able to go toe to toe with anybody with all timers. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Wait a second. We can Dan work Marino? Out some name, image, and likeness for Larry. Well, Dan Marino be good.
Fitzgerald.
Hey, why don't we take name, image, and likeness for like Larry Fitzgerald? We could go we could get the paperwork done on that today, couldn't we?
Yeah. No doubt about it. And if we're going based on age, how about Aaron Donald? Let's just bring him back for,
right.
I'd love to see him in our defense. I missed him by a year. Oh. Golly, what a beast.
Coach is salivating. We got him. Well, you don't need a cup of coffee. Like
go.
I said, you don't need a cup of coffee.
Let's
You're ready
go.
To roll.
Yeah.
You're ready to roll.
Hey, did you, and I want to go to, it was funny we talked about Ditka there. Your tight end is, I mean, he looks sensational in the spring after being injured most of last year. Lucas Kroll is going to be a piece for you this year. You and Whipple got to be really pumped up about where Lucas Kroll could go at tight end for you.
No doubt about it. I mean, you saw just a little bit. We pulled him, too. He didn't get hurt. We pulled him. We had the plan going into the spring game. We're going to get him a couple plays and just let him go. And, you know, it was nice that he scored a touchdown. It was like, okay, that's all she wrote right there. But, you know, he is a physical blocker. He can run. He can catch. And, again, he was much better this spring than he was, you know, last spring and even last fall camp. We got to keep him healthy. And I think he can be a real threat in this conference this year.
Pat, before we let you go, your take on this whole transfer portal. Good, bad, indifferent, to be determined. How would you categorize it?
You know, I don't like it. I mean, I think I've mentioned it before. I just think it's, you know, teaching our kids the wrong thing. And, you know, we had one go into the portal and actually transfer to in conference to Duke. He's a third team guy. And then we had one that was really kind of forced to go in the portal because of, you know, just some other situations. So, you know, we've got two. You know, I don't want anybody in the portal. You know, I was upset with both of them that they had to go in or wanted to go in, whatever it may have been as far as the reason. But I just wasn't happy with it. Not, you know, I wanted, you know, my goal is to bring our kids in and keep them here and develop them for 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's like saying, hey, my kid's not being good, so I'm going to get rid of that. My 3-year-old, I'm going to get another 3-year-old in here. Like, what are we doing? Our job as coaches are to develop them on and off the field and keep them here and make it happen. And that's what you want to see. And when we lose somebody, it's like losing a part of you. And then you got to go get somebody else. And now we're into the adoption. And, you know, adoptions don't always work out either. I mean, you know, you bring an adoptee in and like a Lucas Kroll, and we got to love him up and bring him into our family and show him what our family is all about. So I'm not excited about it. I think it's just an easy way to let kids just go do what they want to do. And I think, you know, growing up, you know, my dad was a coach and he always talked about, you know, you're never going to quit anything. And if if I let you quit this game or quit this team, pretty soon you're going to quit on your wife and quit on your kids. And it's just going to be the rest of your life. And I think that's what we're teaching our kids.
Yeah. Always great stuff. Take care. I know the spring meetings are virtual. So the football coaches virtual spring meeting, has that occurred yet? Where are we on the docket for that this week? You setting up for that?
It has occurred already. You know, we've met a lot last week. You know, I've been on Zoom calls. I'm about done with Zoom calls. I'm hoping that we can meet in person next year. You know, our commissioner's outstanding. Jim Phillips, I can't tell you how impressed I am with him, his leadership, his determination to get us to be the number one conference in the country, which, you know, we're right there already anyway, and I think he's going to take us over the top. So, I'm excited about his leadership. You know, he's really stepped it up in the league. Everything he does, you know, it's top notch. So the ACC is going to continue to go up and up.
All right, man. Thanks as always.
Hey, thank you guys. Thanks for having me on.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer in Durham. It's a Thursday. Pat Narduzzi, always a blast. Wound up, ready to go. And they could be sneaky good, too, now. They got Kenny Pickett back there tossing that thing all over the yard. They could score some points this year. It'll be fun.
Three of the first four at home. The road game, week 2 at Tennessee.
Tennessee. Tennessee still got football? They still play football in Knoxville? I'm just asking. They've been bad for 20 years, 15 years.
New AD, new coach. New AD, new coach at Knoxville.
Coach Heupel, so the old Central Florida exchange, right? AD coach.
That's what happens
on that front.
Yeah.
My brother, being a Tennessee alum, he's nervous. He is really nervous, and he should be my opinion.
Yeah. Brant scheduling his appearance for us to preview the NCAA Golf Championship.
He's busy. He was taking snapshots at Oakmont yesterday, and he's got a lot on the plate coming up with the golf championships. But we'll get him on here, promise you. But right now, though, we go up to Bristol, Connecticut, home of the smart people, and a voice of victory joins us because it is time for True or False, presented by Dish. All right, voice of victory, what's happening?
Look at him.
How you guys doing?
Look at him. We're great. Good morning.
You guys have
done a great job. It's an unbelievable show today, by the way.
Thanks. Man, look at him. First one.
Look at him.
Yeah. Caged animal. Yeah, look at him. True or false, there will be another no-hitter tossed in the ACC softball championship. Of course, Blake Nelman threw one for Georgia Tech yesterday.
True.
You got Cagle. You got Richard out there. So true or false? One more before the end of the championship.
False. Now, is there
potential? You know what that means, right?
Is there potential given the talent of the Cagle-Richard combo? Sure. No question. We saw one yesterday. But I think the odds are against it. I think we'll get gas in North Carolina before we see another no-no in the softball tournament in Louisville. My opinion.
Well, you got gas in North Carolina. It's just not near you.
No, we got
70. And you're down to 175 yards left in the tank or something.
Yeah, I think we're at 72% of shutouts of no gas in the state. It's really impressive.
Oh, that's a tough percentage to work from right there.
Holy cow. I think going forward. But that was spectacular yesterday. Georgia Tech leading off the tournament.
Going false,
the
sir.
Championship with a no-no. Yep,
false, Josh.
Two falses.
All right. Let's stick with softball for one more question. Remember a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the women's lacrosse conference tournament, and we kept asking, is it going to be chalk? Is it going to be chalk? Is it going to be chalk?
True.
You guys kept saying true, and you guys were right. You guys nailed that. Yesterday, one lower-seeded team, Georgia Tech, beat Syracuse in the game we were just talking about. But, true or false, today we will see all chalk in the ACC softball championship.
True. I'm going true. Clemson, Virginia Tech, Duke, Florida State advance.
You know, the 4-5 game is the one for me because if I remember correctly, I thought Notre Dame put the big giant broom on the Hokies in softball. Now maybe that was baseball. After a while, your eyeballs cross. I'm going to go false. I think somebody has a hiccup today. I'll go false.
Okay.
Something different. There'll be a hiccup somewhere. Don't know where.
11 o'clock, by the way. Coverage begins here on ACC Network.
True.
Can we confirm that Valerie Cagle is pitching for Clemson? Do we know that? Do we assume she's pitching for Clemson today?
Well, you know, I just got one of the other smart people in the other ear just confirmed what I thought, that Notre Dame swept Virginia Tech in a four-game series. So, could have chip on the shoulder. I mean, Richard is just unbelievable in the circle. I just think somebody has a hiccup. I'm just going to go, it's easy to say chalk, so I'm going to go counter to that just to be different. I'll go false.
Well, it's the oldest saying in sports, the fifth straight game is the toughest one to win.
Is that what it is?
That's what they say.
True.
True, yeah.
Hard to beat a good team five times in a row.
That's right.
Hard to beat a good team.
Yeah. Next one. Okay. Men's soccer. Pitt and North Carolina preparing for their College Cup matchups tomorrow against Marshall and Indiana, respectively.
That's true. That's true.
True or false, though, the ACC teams will combine to score at least two more goals than their opponents in tomorrow's games. I'm not asking for winners and losers.
True.
True. True.
Pitt's just on fire. Now, Pitt-Indiana is going to be a great match. Pitt-Indiana, that's a 2 seed against a 3 seed. All right? Just giving you a heads up. That will be a tremendous matchup. But I'm going to go true.
And Carolina's defending everybody, right?
Yep.
13-1 in the tournament.
Yeah,
so
that's what Pitt's done, yeah. I'm going to go true.
Yeah. All right. We both went true.
Yep.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, me too.
Let's see what happens here. The ACC Rowing Championship begins tomorrow, Wes.
True.
You were asking about rowing going to break.
Love rowing.
Yeah. Virginia has won 10 straight ACC.
That is true.
No, that is true. Don't say no. That is true.
True.
Virginia has won 10 straight ACC championships.
19 of 20. True.
That's right. The next longest active conference title streaks in the conference, regardless of sport, are Clemson football and Florida State softball. That is true.
True. Six.
They've both won 6 in
true.
A row.
True. Right.
True or false, either the Noles softball program or Clemson's football program will string together 10 consecutive conference championships like Virginia has done.
Easy false.
Okay.
Listen, at some point
in time.
He said
one or the other.
I hear you. I heard the whole thing. At some point in time, I mean, as great as Florida State softball and Clemson football are currently, and they are tremendous, at some point in time, there's a year that, quite frankly, the ball doesn't bounce your way. Another team gets hot. I mean, there's too much good competition in the league over the next 4 years for something to have a hiccup in that department. So that, to me, that's an easy false. And if it turns out Florida State softball and Clemson football can get it to double digits, it's incredible, the run. Incredible.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
Ridiculously fantastic. But false is the answer to the question.
All right, false.
Sold
you. He just talked me into it. He did. He presented enough of a compelling, passionate case. I went false with it.
I mean, listen.
Even though you don't like when we agree.
I think Florida State softball and Clemson football in the next 4 years will be outstanding, right? Top 10 good, top 5 good, national championship good. But there's going to be a time that somebody in this league, could be Clemson softball, it could be North Carolina football, it could be Miami football. Somebody is going to have a year that they're really, really good, and maybe the incumbent has a stumble. Injury, ball bounces funny. Hey, it's just one of those days. I mean, I will take that gamble that those streaks will not reach 10. And if they do, you tip your hat and say, man, they're awesome. And they are great, both of them.
Yeah, no doubt. That's it. All right.
All right, guys. Last one for today.
True. That's true.
True. That is true. We've all fallen in love with these Bubba Cunningham forehead selfies.
True.
True.
Yeah. Yes.
He does them after big wins for Carolina, national championships or otherwise. True or false, we will see at least 2 more photos of Mr. Cunningham's forehead in front of North Carolina national championship celebrations this academic year.
Oh, well, that's a tough question.
Could be tennis. Could be tennis.
I'm going to go true.
Could be.
I'm going to go true.
Lacrosse. Could
already
had field hockey.
Could be women's soccer. Men's soccer.
Could be soccer.
I'm going to go true. I'm going to say the Carol O'Connor selfie is going to be prevalent 2 more times. The most famous hairline in the ACC is Bubba Cunningham right there.
Two?
I'm going to go true. Listen, they've already won. North Carolina has already won field hockey. They've already won indoor and tennis for men and women. And they got at least another 4 or 5 chances here. I'm going to say true. I think North Carolina can get to 5 national championships in this sports calendar year, which is unbelievable.
All right. Okay. Again, you talked me into it.
Boy, you are easy today, man. You are. I wish you were a gas attendant in North Carolina. If you were a gas attendant in North Carolina,
71% of the gas stations in North Carolina don't have any fuel, right? 71%.
Nothing. We got a hot dog on the roll that's been there for 6 days, but we got no gas.
Packer and Durham. This is the Packer and Durham podcast.
We've covered a little bit of everything already in the first hour and a half of the show. Same thing for the next hour and a half of the show. Softball gets cranked up here on ACC Network beginning at 11 a.m. You're going to get softball all day, all night. Championships cranking up there in Louisville, KY, where we started off with a no-no yesterday by Georgia Tech. How about that? Amazing.
Yeah. What Blake Nelman did was fantastic. They get top seed Clemson at 11. As our coverage from Louisville continues all day, four games for you here on ACC Network. Elliot Avent joining us, yes, in a moment. Not yet. Looking forward to having the coach of the Wolfpack with us. His team's won 7 of their last 9. Pasted UNC Wilmington the other night. Johnny Villamon pitched a beauty, 8 innings worth and over 100 throws and scattered a few hits, and I tell you what, that's an arm you could use in addition to the guys he's got going already in the rotation. So we'll talk to him about the stretch drive in ACC baseball. Debbie Antonelli coming up. Her annual 24 hours of nothing but net is this weekend, and it's a fantastic deal to raise money for Special Olympics in South Carolina. And we'll always enjoy our visits with Debbie, especially when it comes to something as passionate about this as she is. She's raised over $200,000 in the first 3 years just shooting free throws, 100 free throws every hour, Pack. I mean, it's just a great idea, and she executes it beautifully every year with fundraising and everything else and makes it a lot of fun. She does downsize, though, and invite you and me to be part of the live audio or video stream at times, which is questionable. But elsewise, I think it's very good.
Well, it was cool last year. Given the pandemic, she did it from her driveway and had all kinds of people hanging out and the people that jumped on board online to generate some interest and so forth. But she's a wonderful lady, and it's an incredible event. Great idea. She pulls it off flawlessly, and it will be coming up this weekend. And Debbie will be coming on here in about 10 minutes or so, give or take. And it was some fun with her regarding that and some other stuff going on in women's basketball as well. But getting back to Elliot, and we'll get him on here momentarily. This series coming up this weekend with NC State is a monster. It's Pitt and NC State. And Pitt's been one of the best stories in the country, along with Notre Dame, from a national perspective, much less in the ACC. And as we're coming down the stretch here for the last couple weeks, Wes, Notre Dame's trying to hold on for dear life in the Atlantic Division. Here's Louisville, who we all expected to be the team to beat, who's right there behind them. And Georgia Tech finally caught Pitt over the weekend with the sweep of the Tigers. And now Pitt's got a great opportunity. But you know what? Here comes red-hot NC State, as you pointed out, with Elliot Avent's group coming in here. So when you start talking about marquee series coming up, I know we're going to have the Florida State-Clemson series here on ACC Network, but Pitt-NC State will be a big, big deal. And for NC State, you want to continue the momentum, go rolling in here to Charlotte for the ACC Championships, which are coming up at the end of the month. And for Pittsburgh, you still have a chance to close and win the Coastal Division, which would be an amazing story.
Yeah, I'll go back to something you said earlier in the week. The road to Charlotte for the ACC is going to have some turns and some ups and downs here in the last two weekends, because it's going to ultimately kind of pick up who's seated where and how the pool structure unfolds and things like that. The other thing that you keep an eye on, Mark, for me is how much of this impacts what that baseball committee is going to do in terms of the tournament, right? Because this is a deep league this year. Well, we oftentimes get in these discussions, sometimes the deep leagues can dominate a baseball tournament, right? The Power Five, if you will, in baseball. And so now when the committee gets in the room and we keep talking about the arrangement that have minimized these midweek games and shortened the season, so to speak, well, where does the committee go? Do they defer to that extra team from the Power Five league or the bigger conference? Or do they, you know, play some years the middle, you know, midline guy, does he get in? Does the extra – how much does who goes to Charlotte, how they play in Charlotte, impact the number of teams? I think it's an interesting year for the baseball committee to try and sort all that out, to be honest with you. And I think that's why these last two weekends in this league become really, really critical.
You know, for the last couple of years in hoops, men's basketball, we created a thing called the Glob. When you take a snapshot of the ACC baseball standings, the Glob is alive and well in baseball. And I think there's been like 12 or 13 teams have already been ranked at some point in time. The quality of the league is really good. It's deep. Now, is it top heavy like the SEC that has four or five teams ranked in the top 10? No, it's not. It does have, you know, Notre Dame is in the top 10. Louisville dropped off a little bit, but they're a top 15 team. But what you do have is a tournament that is going to be incredibly competitive, because it just seems like, hey, every time you want to fall in love with Miami because they just come off a three-game sweep, they stumble. Every time you feel good about NC State, they give you a stumble. Every time you're down on somebody, if Clemson's been struggling, man, they sweep Louisville. I mean, it's been a weird ebb and flow this year with the ACC race, that every time you kind of put your arms around somebody, they give you the fake left, go right, and vice versa. So that's why this series coming up with NC State and Pitt is fascinating, because if you told me, hey, somebody's going to sweep somebody, you'd go, well, who did it? I mean, I'm not sure what the answer to that is. So I think that's what's going to make the ACC championships in Charlotte so interesting to watch, because you really don't have a vibe on anybody. Notre Dame has been ridiculously consistent, winning two out of three against everybody until Florida State rolled up there. And the Noles, after a slow start, are really playing good baseball. That's why they've got Clemson coming up this weekend. Huge series for Clemson. Try to get their resume up. And for Florida State, you want to keep on building, going, guess what? Maybe we really are the team to beat. We finally solved Notre Dame. Yeah. Nobody else was able to do it. So, again, I think the tournament in Charlotte is going to be awesome. And your guess is as good as mine, because there's such a middle tier that on any given day, it's a two out of three series for anybody against anybody. Mm-hmm. Seems like in this league, doesn't seem to be one dominant force. There seems to be about seven or eight really good, solid teams that on any given weekend, man, anything could happen.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
We're going down to one of the great. Yeah, we want Elliot. We love Elliot. We're going to go down to one of the great cities in America. That'd be Charleston, SC, because it's happening this weekend.
Right.
For 24 hours, nothing but net. Great concept, great idea, fundraiser. It's a feel good if there's ever been one. And the person behind all this, the smart folks, the star of the show, Debbie Antonelli. Yep. Debbie, there, how are you? What's going on?
Hey, guys. Great to see you. I love Coach Avan also.
Everybody does. By the way, before we get started, we got some gas down there in Charleston. We good to go? What's the story?
Yes, the Antonelli parking lot in the driveway has full tanks. Yes. All
right. You weren't out there with plastic bags, were you? Getting some extra just in case?
Shame on those people. Shame, shame, shame. No, I waited in line like everyone else.
All right. I'm proud of you. You continue to be a solid citizen. That's why we like you.
I have a quick question, Debbie. Are we shooting free throws this year in the driveway again? Because I thought that was spectacular last year.
Well, thank you, Wes. As one of my advisors and consultants and all things that have to do with Antonelli lifestyle, you are absolutely right. We're back in the driveway. It's such a great grassroots story. It's where I learned how to play. It's where I grew up shooting. And many, 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 many decades later, I'm still out in the driveway shooting.
Let's cut right to the chase. For folks who would like to participate, because you can, tell folks how they can get involved with this, because it's a great concept. Money goes to South Carolina Charity, Special Olympics, which is phenomenal. Everything about this, like I said, is a feel good. Great concept, cool idea. It's unique. And the best part about it is you raise money for all the right reasons. So how can folks get involved?
Well, thank you so much, guys. You know, my motivation is my son, Frankie. Special Olympics has meant a lot to our family. My son, Frankie's a senior in the Clemson Life Program. I have to tell you about Frankie very quickly. He's a senior in the Clemson Life Program. He lives with two other Clemson Life students, and he lives independently. He goes to class. He has a job. He works as a manager for Amanda Butler on the women's basketball team. He's in a fraternity, and he's on an intramural basketball team. So he's living his best life. And Special Olympics had a lot to do with our family being able to help Frankie be the best that he can be. And so it's our give back. So 24 hours nbn.com is where you can go to make a donation for my free throw shooting, which will happen on Saturday at noon. I'll start on the top of every hour. I'll make 100 free throws for 24 straight hours. And at the end of 24 hours, I will have made 2,400 free throws. And I have to tell you how generous people are all across the country. The first year we raised $85,000. The second year we raised $125,000. And this morning, as of right now, we're over $75,000 with our goal to be $100,000. I think I got to raise the bar a little bit and make the goal 125.
I love it. That's so cool.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Thanks to you guys. You help a lot. You're helping a lot.
Oh, we don't do anything. Kidding? We're just looking for gas.
This is easy to help with.
We're out there looking for gas. We're not doing anything, Debbie. We're just – we get in front of the parade. That's all we do. We're just getting – you're doing all the heavy lifting. It's really great.
All right, let's cut right down to the brass tacks though. What's our percentage in the 24 hours of nothing but net? Come on, let's get to the stats on this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always trying to up my street cred, you know, for sure when I go into the gym to call a game, but the first year I shot 94% in the gym. Last year I shot 89% in my driveway. So I'm averaging 91.5. And to be honest, I really didn't get going last year until you guys came on with me on the live stream and you talked some trash to me, you pumped me up, and then all of a sudden I went on a hot streak. So I'm hoping that my percentage can be above 90 again this year.
So what do you think? Like, let's crystal ball this a second. By the time you finish the 24 hours of free throws, what will be a higher percentage? Your accuracy rate from the line in your driveway or the percentage of gas stations in North Carolina without gas? What will be a higher number?
My free throw shooting will probably be higher, unfortunately. I'm sure a lot of people are going to wish it was the other way. But we're all going to be trending in the right direction by the end of the week.
That's the deal. I love it. And you know, the other thing that was cool, watching it last year online, were the neighbors that pulled up lounge chairs. And you know, they brought their chairs and they had their coolers. And it was like a neighborhood hangout. And the amount of people that you had on to get online with you, and I mean really famous people, not us idiots, but I mean really famous movers and shakers. It was just a really, really unique concept. And I'll be honest with you, Debbie, I like it better from your house than I do from a gym. Mm. To me, it just feels like the true neighborhood cool thing. And to be able to raise over six figures to do it for all the right reasons, it's just great. I mean, everything about it's fantastic.
Well, thank you. We're hoping that we can use the M word. I think I'm going to be point something million after 3 years of doing this event, which is just absolutely phenomenal for South Carolina and for Special Olympics and for families like mine. And I'm trying to class it up a little bit in the driveway, though. You know, I realized that during many of the live stream interviews that we did, you know, there's my lawnmower in the background or my weed eater, my bike, golf shoes are all over the place. You know, it didn't look like a classy joint. So we're trying to fix that up a little bit.
You
know, Wes has known me for a long time. And every time I'm on this show, I always bust Wes, but I'm not going to bust him this time because I want everybody to know how much I love them and how much I appreciate you guys helping us out with 24 hours of nothing but net.
Don't clean up Debbie, the joint. Listen, everybody's basement has got lawn mowers and blowers and garden hose and leaves that should have been cleaned up for the fall. I mean, that's part of it's part of the charm. I mean, I don't want to turn that thing on and look like it's I'm going to like the ultimate Myers Park home where there isn't a leaf to be found in the yard. No, I mean, it's the driveway. Everybody in their life has shot free throws in the driveway. And the fact that you're being able to do it and the neighborhood sitting around eating chicken wings and drinking cold beverages and cheering you on, or you're doing video streams and Frankie's out there being the rock star that he is. Everything about that's cool because it relates to every neighborhood in America that, hey, we're going to just go out in the back, shoot the ball, man. That's what you're doing. And it's so cool. Everything about it's cool.
I can't thank you guys enough. I mean, I appreciate it. You know, Dr. Dish is a big sponsor of mine. As you guys know, I've told you before, when I turned 50, that's what I wanted for my birthday. My husband thought I was nuts that I wanted a basketball rebounding machine, and Dr. Dish is what I wanted. He's like, what is that? And it is a wonderful training tool for everyone, including me, getting ready for this event. And anybody who donates can have a chance to win the Dr. Dish machine. And there, we've got other prizes as well. But, you know, yeah, I have a line of chalk driven written in my yard. I mean, I measure out 15 feet and I draw the line and that's what I shoot behind. And, you know, my neighborhood has been great. And that free throw burpee routine that I have been doing has really kicked my butt. And it makes me feel like all that torture I'm putting myself through is definitely going to be worth it when we cut down the nets on Sunday morning.
Hey, by the way, have you got a forecast? Do you know which way the wind's blowing? Because this is totally different. When you're in the gym, it's perfect. But, you know, everybody's driveway has like a knob or a nick. And there's something about everybody's driveway where you've got your spot. But when the wind blows, sun's at a different angle. You know, all that comes into play. So have you looked at the forecast? Are we going to be okay? Because, you know, I don't trust those weather people that much anyhow. But normally the weather is pretty cool in Charleston. So do we know what we're doing here? It's going to be a windy day, sunny day, overcast. What's the story?
Yeah, we're counting on sun. It's going to drop into the low 60s, maybe high 50s in the evening. So I'll be prepared for that. I've prepared for all the elements. Hopefully we won't get any rain. But if it rains, I will be out there shooting. Somebody will have to rebound for me. That's the only trouble here is they're flipping coins and drawing straws as to who gets the late night hours with me. But it's great. You're right, Pac. The neighborhood comes out. People show up with their lawn chairs. There's adult beverages in the backyard. There's other beverages in the front yard. And we just have a great time. And everyone has really embraced it. And it's really amazing that during a pandemic, last year, we could raise $125,000 from my driveway. And you should know that, like everything else, Special Olympics shut down. They're still trying to come back to return to play. So last year, really, I was the only fundraiser in the state of South Carolina because I could do it by myself. And it complied with all the CDC regulations at the time. So I'm really proud of our team. I'm proud of all the people that have stepped in. You know, you talked about some rock stars like yourselves that are on the live stream, but Dabo Swinney and Mia Hamm are back. Dawn Staley is back. Brad Brownell and Amanda Butler are in the live stream. We have all kinds of actors and celebrities, and we will do a really good job of advancing our social media so people know when they can tune in and listen to Dabo Swinney. And I promise all the Clemson fans, I will not put Shane Beamer in the same hour as I put Dabo.
By the way, I want to follow up with you because I've got an idea for it. Because I thought about this last year when I was watching you. Because I wasn't sure how this thing was going to work in the neighborhood. And then when I watched, I was like, man, this is such a cool idea. I think we should figure out a way to find a food truck in Charleston that shows up and sells food. It can be one of those ice cream, you know, everybody's got one of those ice cream. As a kid, everybody would have the ice cream truck come zipping down, that goofy song they'd play, ice cream, and kids are coming out of the woodwork. But I think we need to get, again, Charleston's such a great food town. Surely we could get some food trucks out there where maybe part of the proceeds goes to Special Olympics in South Carolina. And then everybody's out there eating, drinking, having a good time, and you know, they're not worried about the garden hose tripping anybody in the yard. And by the way, if it rains, Debbie, if it rains, do we have a rain ball? Do we go different leather for the outside on a rain ball if that happens?
Oh, yeah. It will be sort of like a deflate gate situation here where there's different pressures in each ball depending on the weather. Of course, I'll have an accommodation for rain. I got to have a high percentage, right? But you're absolutely right about the food truck, though, Pac. You know, I do have a live band virtually. I had one last year. I'll have one this year. Our buddy Carter Blackburn is going to put his band on display from 7 to 8 o'clock on the live stream. So, yeah, I mean, we're just short of a circus here. I mean, just a little bit under a circus tent, and that's exactly the way I love it.
That's awesome. I love it.
Hey, Debbie, in all honesty, I know you've probably had some amendments to the HOA and some other things now to do this in the driveway. So, you know, I mean, look, I got to believe that everybody's behind it. So that helps you. But this is just an incredible, incredible project. We're proud to be part of it. Don't forget the website, the live stream is 24hoursnothingbutnet.com. And that's on YouTube. You can also donate at 24hoursnbn.com. And that's a place where, you know, we contributed, and I know a lot of people who follow your work across all the platforms will want to do so. This is an incredible project. And by the way, just so you know, in closing here, Packer is coming out of retirement to play golf. Peer pressure has set in, and he is discussing the possibility of unretiring from golf and going to go back to play. So I know you can get excited about potentially kicking his rear end on a golf course.
You know what, Pack? Come on, man. You're such a great golfer. It's like riding a bike, shooting free throws. Once you get the stick back in your hands, it's just going to be natural for you. You're such a great golfer. And I know what kind of competitor you are. So, bring your clubs and your money down here. I'd be happy to entertain you at Bulls Bay.
I'll tell you right now, assuming that Dillard Pruitt, Norman Chapman, Julian Taylor, and Jim McPhee can get me and my bad leg out to swat at it. I'll tell you what I'll do. For every hole I make a par, I'll give $100. And for every hole I birdie, I'll give you $500.
Wow. Well, thank you.
but Debbie, wait, Debbie. You're assuming he's going to make pars and birdies.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I got to do. I mean, I haven't touched it in 24 years. So I'm trying to get your hopes up. But if I do luck into it, is the money's coming your way. All of it.
You know what?
Yeah. Pack, there we go.
You're the best. Thank you. That is great. I have a few other challenges out there from folks like yourself that if I shoot a certain percentage or if my percentage at the end is over a certain amount, there are other people that are challenging me in ways like that. You know, I like a little challenge. So it's challenging enough to do what I'm trying to do in the driveway, the task and the conditioning and the fitness and the training. And, you know, like I said before, that free throw burpee routine is kicking my, you know what, but every time I feel fatigued or tired, I think about people like yourself that care about Special Olympics and care about communities that we get to live in. And it really makes a difference. This money goes directly to help the athletes train and helps programming and really helps them organize and get back together, because this group of people really needs some help in organizing. And that's what Special Olympics does.
Amen. Great job.
Yeah. Hey, Debbie, best of luck. We look forward to being a part of it. And, can't wait to hear the results. Thanks as always.
You guys are great. Thank you. Great friends, great family, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
All right. Debbie Antonelli, it's 24hoursnbn.com to be part of just this an amazing thing. And that's the unique piece, Pack, about being tied with great people like Debbie, Jordan Cornette, who also does a foundation event to raise money in the Cincinnati area. It's fun to be on the team with these people. Really is. And they got an unbelievable giving heart, and it's neat to be a part of it and play just a small role in it. Pars and birdies. Now we're getting some places. I'm just going to say, now we're starting to move the needle a little bit.
You're excited about that, aren't you?
I can tell.
I can tell you're excited.
I've got a small group of people that are eagerly awaiting the return. Of Mark Packer.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.